Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into the weekly report. Is the Texas COVID spike fake news? On July 2nd, Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order mandating the wearing of face masks across the state, whether indoors or outdoors, when 6 feet cannot be maintained between people. In the governor's decree, he cited a rise in COVID cases, a rise in test positivity, and a rise in hospitalizations as justification to force people to cover their faces in public. The move is not only a violation of the civil liberties of all Texans. Abbott may have based his executive order on inaccurate information about a rise in COVID cases due to the Texas State Department of Health Services changing the definition of what constitutes a COVID case. Thanks go to Collin County Judge Chris Hill for blowing the whistle on what appears to be a move in mid-May to redefine what was a COVID case to open the door to a massive increase, all to match the mainstream media line that a second wave was on its way. In a commissioner's court hearing for Collin County on May 18th, it was revealed that while previously the determination of a COVID case was a confirmed test result, the definition was suddenly changed to count probable cases as cases. At the same time, the threshold for determining probable was lowered to a ridiculous level. As Judge Hill said at that May 18th hearing, if you have a subjective fever and you have a headache and you live in Collin County, you now meet the qualifications to be a probable COVID patient. It is remarkable how low the standards is now. Even worse, once a probable case was determined based on possibly unrelated subjective criteria, up to 15 people in possible contact with that probable case were also listed as probable cases, and probable cases were considered cases. Repeat that farce across Texas, and is it any wonder there was a spike in cases? Also, Governor Abbott's claim that hospitals were being overrun by COVID patients was refuted by the Houston hospital directors themselves, who said they were nowhere near actual capacity and, in fact, were about the same level as they were last year. The basis for Abbott's unconstitutional executive order has been shown to be false. Will he admit his mistake? It is encouraging to see so many local and county officials across Texas announcing they will refuse to enforce Governor Abbott's unconstitutional face mask order. Thankfully, the spirit of freedom and love of liberty is still alive in Texas. The second wave is driven by propaganda across the county. COVID testing increased from about 150,000 to more than 700,000 per day. You can't drive through Houston without seeing a flurry of signs advertising free COVID tests, results in 15 minutes. Last week, Reuters reported that tests skipped around the county by the federal governments were contaminated. Deaths from coronavirus, even the deaths with coronavirus rather than deaths from coronavirus, are down to more than 90% since the peak. The decline in deaths continues. That means we are closer to the herd immunity that will finally kill this virus. Yet, Governor Abbott and others across the country see this as a reason to lock the country back down. Thanks for listening.